Garrison State Bank and Trust Executive Vice President Nicole Evenson serves farmers and ranchers in one of the hardest drought-hit areas of North Dakota.
Cattle guys are, I think for the most part, they are somewhat comfortable with what they have going into winter for hay, but there are massive concerns on how fast do we pull our cows off the pastures before they pulverize the little bit that's left. And then, you know, we're going to need substantial amounts of moisture to get our pastures back. And I don't know if we are going to get them back next year for a lot of folks.
In the northern Red River Valley, American Federal Bank Greater Grand Forks region, Senior Vice President John Schumacher says farmers are undergoing their fair share of challenges too.
You know, within a couple mile variance, you can have some pretty good crops, and then, that couple miles away, just devastating. So there's going to be a lot of variability with that.
An increase in commodity prices will help offset average to below average yields. That, coupled with crop insurance and farm program payments, Schumacher says will help farmers manage risk.
Working capital is huge, and you know, a lot of producers and top managers realize that, and they also realize that some of these government payments, they're not guaranteed. And so a lot of that has stayed in the working capital, you know, watching capital expenditures very carefully, just with the uncertainty if this drought is going to prolong so that they can make it through.
Unlike farmers, Evenson says ranchers need two things that federal crop or a loan can't give them, water and grass.
A lot of these guys are kind of looking at that aspect, and, you know, unfortunately there are some that are having to sell off, and you go sell 100 head today and try and buy them back next year. You can purchase 100 cows next year, but they aren't going to be your herd, and they aren't going to be the genetics that you spent how many years creating.
The Ag Credit Conference wraps up this morning in Bismarck. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.